what we try to do is identify those students with their pastors, with their parents, with their teachers, with their principals, and our center, YFD Center Facility Managers, and say this person is a good candidate to be in the CAP program, and we can take them from being a most challenged student to be a Chattanooga ambassador and talk about the positive things and speak on behalf of Chattanooga and see their lives turn around with the right support that we give them.
So it is based on this educational program to help them with reading, writing, with all the basics.
Yes, it's a holistic approach. We take these individuals and infuse them into a more intense monitoring and mentoring process through our YFD centers and all the services we provide, from education, looking at their educational needs. We look at their recreational needs, their career development advancements, their social service needs, and include the recreation possibilities and enjoyment as far as their health benefits are concerned. So it's still a holistic approach to the services we provide, but it's more intense, and we give them more specialized attention and focus and time, because they're like in the ER. It's an emergency. We got to get them the attention they need right now because they're going down fast. So we give them really intense services.
How many students can the CAP program benefit at one time?
We do 25 boys, 25 girls at a year. And because it's so intense, we take those small numbers and we give them a lot of services that really transform their life quick. It's just like this. When a person has had major trauma on their body and you take them to the medical ER, they give them specialized attention right away. The other people that are hurt or injured, they could wait. It's the way we do it with our CAP students is these individuals have emotional, educational, and opportunities that they didn't get, or they need ER. They need intense community, church, educational, social services attention. They need all of that right away. So we give it to them and try to get them stabilized and moving in the right direction under our intense program.
So these are some very critical at-risk students.
Right.
And can you share a story about a particular individual that has gone through the program and is doing quite well for him or herself?
Well, we got several stories. We got a young man, Dewan, who just started the program last year. And according to his mother and his teachers and principals, he was, even his pastor, saying he was a very disturbed, challenged young man without direction and was just angry and frustrated at what he was dealing with. Well, having been through the CAP program almost a year now, he'll graduate in October. He's traveled. He's been speaking on the speaking circuit, sharing his story. And at some point in time, we'd love for him to share his story with you guys. But how CAP and the services we provided and the people we surrounded him with, he's got about four or five mentors that's holding him accountable, encouraging him, cheering him on. He just got back from Atlanta speaking into Atlanta Youth Forum. He was highlighted there. He's just an outstanding young man that have blossomed and that gives CAP the credit for helping him to realize his potential. And he's no longer angry. Now he's reaching back, helping the other CAP students and other young people in the community make better decisions.
For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.